our next guest was brought into the studio, and he was introduced as Mr. Christmas. And I think that's a fitting title for you, Dean.
I can't take that away from Alan Miller.
That is true. Dean Archer is with Stafford Park Neighborhood. And, of course, the big Stafford Park Christmas light show is this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And Dean is here to give us all the details. And good morning to you once again, sir.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here again.
Good morning.
It's come sooner and sooner, as we were talking about. We were just here a couple weeks ago, I think. Yeah.
So it seems like you were here yesterday.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
So what year is this for the Stafford Park Light Show?
From the builder side up, this should be number 30. I've been there 21 years, going on 22 now. So I've seen the massive growth that we've had from year to year.
Wow.
And expecting more growth this year, like everything else that has grown. So
Stafford Park is in, obviously, Rock Hill, York County. How many homes are in your neighborhood?
119 homes total. Okay. One is being rebuilt. They had a fire last year, so they're actually rebuilding, and we're going to try and help them get a few lights out.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what neighbors do. Neighbors helping neighbors.
Yeah.
And did this start with one or two neighbors decorating, and then it just kind of snowballed from there? Or was this the vision of the neighborhood when it was kind of coming together?
It was planned to sell lots in the neighborhood by the original builder. And it started out with 7 homes, and it has grown to, we're maxed out, so we can't build any more homes. And it has, like I say, has progressed every year, and every year has just gotten better and better and better. And we really appreciate the community, because they've never let us down. So.
Yeah. Now, Dean, let me ask you this. When a new neighbor moves into the neighborhood, instead of bringing cookies, do you bring them a box of lights? So here you go.
We've had people move in on the day of the light show twice now. And one of them actually was like, I didn't know. And they went and bought some Christmas lights and threw their packing boxes and wrapped the packing boxes in the front yard and said, see you next year.
That's so awesome.
Oh, I love people with a good sense of humor. Yeah. And they just jump right on in.
Oh, and it got over. A lot of people loved it. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great.
Well, the Stafford Park Christmas Light Show, boy, they are a huge contributor to our Toys for Happiness campaign, now in our 39th year. And, Dean, how did that kind of come about?
I was friends with Alan and helped with the Toys for Happiness back in the first couple years of the Panthers with their roundtables and their autograph sessions. And you donated a toy, you got an autograph from the Panthers back in the day. And when we were starting to look for a charity, I went right to Alan and said, would you be interested? And he was like, yes. So it's
absolutely.
You know, 20 plus years later, here we are. So.
And then the impact that it has had over the last couple of years, what are we talking about maybe in terms of gifts and donated canned goods and the financial contribution?
Yeah, we were going over those numbers because we're going to break a pretty big number this year with total donations probably accumulating over $200,000 back to the community. That's toys, canned goods, and money collected. Last year was a record for us, $10,000 cash, just the cash for last year. So with our fast passes going super fast, as they say, and what we normally do through the neighborhood on good weather weekends, won't be a big step to maybe break that record and hit that big number of 200. So,
now you mentioned the fast pass.
Yes.
How does that work? What do people need to do?
So over the years with traffic and length of time, we had to come up with a way to help the charities as well as take some of the stress off of people sitting in line for a long time. So I'll hold them up here in front of the camera. This is all I've got left for the entire rest of the year. So not many of them. They basically will get you in from the 901 side of our neighborhood, and it will let you turn left into the neighborhood instead of waiting in all the traffic on Ebenezer, and you only can turn right.
I mean, these look good, too. These look like something you'd see on your game show.
Yeah, that's right.
Price is Kudos, right. These Dean, are good. Yeah, these look
this.
Great.
These are high quality.
Yeah.
So let's explain. The Stafford Park Christmas Light Show is Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
This Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. It is free to attend.
Free event, totally. Yes.
But you do ask if people do come to bring what exactly?
A $10 new unwrapped toy for Toys for Happiness. Canned goods, which we donate to Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen, which normally we get them 3 months worth of canned goods on a good weekend. So we're looking for that. And we also have our buckets out there, shake the buckets, and we collect cash. And when you receive your ballot and when you go in, there's actually a Venmo thing. I know you can actually pay by Venmo for our charity as well.
For those who do not have cash on hand.
Correct. It makes it easier instead of trying to dig for money. Yeah. And the fast passes, we sell those for $50, and every bit of the money, 100% of the money, goes right to the charity. So we don't take anything off of it.
Well, Dean, I mean, on behalf of everyone here at OTS Media, just first of all, thank you. I mean, this is what being local is all about. This mm-hmm. really is neighbors helping neighbors, just as you gave the example right. a minute ago of being able to help a fellow neighbor who just fell in a hard time this year
right.
And suffered a loss due to a fire. I mean, no questions asked. No. And I'm sure there are other neighborhoods across this country that will do that. So we're certainly right. not in a small minority. But there's something about doing that, and it's in the South and how we're raised, that, I mean, you've got to feel good living in Stafford Park.
I was talking with Alan, and I said, you know, if I was to live in the county, I can't think of a better place to live within my neighborhood. And I've been there a long time, so that's why I'm still there. but, no, it's amazing how a community comes together. I actually experienced the same loss they did. I had a fire years ago and was not back in my house in time for the Christmas event, so made do with what we had and decorated a dumpster and put a few lights up around the port-a-john that was in the front yard and made do. So.
I love it.
Hey, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's a great way to tackle that problem.
And if you've ever, and this is our first year, we're going to have some volunteers actually coming out to help us. It's gotten so big. Just standing out there hearing cars and people saying Merry Christmas mm-hmm. and the donations and the thank yous, if it doesn't put you in the Christmas spirit, you're in the wrong place. So. Mm-hmm.
And we also, let's give a shout out to our law enforcement community.
Correct.
Because I know they are really beneficial in helping with crowd control yep. with all the cars.
We started with no police officers 20-some years ago, and we have three this year on both nights for some of the traffic issues we have. Mm. And that is both the Rock Hill Police Department and York County Sheriff's Department doing that.
Well, the Stafford Park Christmas Light Show, it is Friday, December the 20th, and Saturday, December the 21st. Is there a certain time that it starts?
We tell people 6 o'clock, but most of the time they're lining up early because they're trying to get in line at the post office, etc. But usually at dusk, which is quarter till or 6 o'clock, we'll start balloting. So if you come any earlier, you won't be able to ballot until 6 o'clock.
And I know you're mentioning a ballot. Explain what that process looks like in case folks are not familiar.
Everybody has a number in their front yard, and you're going to vote for your favorite two homes with a ballot we give you and a pencil. You'll turn them back in as you leave the neighborhood, as well as any other donations you feel like you want to make at the end. Some people go, wow, this was really amazing. I don't think I donated enough. So we find that happens a lot, too. So.
And the winners get what exactly? Just bragging rights? Do they get a trophy? Do they get their name in the Hall of Fame in the neighborhood?
The first place will be on our Facebook page, Stafford Park Christmas Light Show for the year. So you can see the winner, number one, for the year. And then they receive, the top three people receive a little plaque. You used to set them on your mailbox, nail them to your mailbox, but they kind of rust over the years. So now people put them up in their homes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great. Yeah. Now, and let's tell folks where it's located.
We are right behind the Ebenezer Post Office off Ebenezer Road. And you just follow the traffic when you get in line. So you won't turn wrong, let's put it that way.
Follow the car in front
exactly,
of you. Hopefully
exactly.
they're going to the Stafford Park Christmas yeah. Light Show. Chances are.
We've had a few people get in that line going, what's going on? And it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What happens if people are making deliveries from like one of our favorite online stores yeah. or delivering food? What happens to those individuals?
We have a set of guidelines we put out with the neighborhood. No to-go food in the neighborhood during those hours, especially those two nights. We contact Amazon and the post office and the other ones, FedEx, and let them know what's going on because we've actually had the truck show up to come in and go, I got to make deliveries. I said, come back after 9:30. So a lot of times they'll go to their secondary drop locations, which are UPS stores, things
yeah,
like
that's
that,
great.
And they'll drop there too. So.
Well, Dean, y'all have thought of everything over there at the Stafford Park Christmas Light Show. Again, a big contributor to our Toys for Happiness campaign. Today is actually the Toys for Happiness distribution
yes.
day. And we folks have got to constantly donate. Stafford Park's a great example because that warehouse has to stay stocked year-round because you never know what's going to happen at the last minute. So on behalf of everyone here, thank you so much. Go ahead and get your fast passes. Do they get fast passes just online?
Right to our Facebook page. Okay. You can pay through Venmo on there as well. Just send the information that they ask for. They'll contact you and get you a pickup spot.
All right. It's the Stafford Park Christmas Light Show, Friday, December the 20th, Saturday, December the 21st, around 6 o'clock. Get out there and let's spread some holiday cheer and raise lots of toys and funds for Toys for Happiness and even better for the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen. Dean, great to see you. You're going to join us next week where you come back with the results.
That's right, Monday
morning.
All the toys and the money as well as the winners.
Correct.
Sure.
Correct.
It is 7:20 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 49 degrees.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continue to get the all clear on our Wednesday morning commute. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road.